Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates, and thanks so much for joining us and listening this morning. We've got our friends from St. Paul Lutheran Church and from Boost Ministry, I believe, in Florida. So joining us on the phone today, we have Crystal Farron from St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
You're welcome.
And tell us a little bit about St. Paul Lutheran Church in Lakeland, Florida.
St. Paul Lutheran in Lakeland is a good-sized church. We have a school, and we are really focusing on reaching out into the community. And recently, in the past year, we've started the Boost program and are really starting to focus on reaching out into the disability community in the area.
Very good, very good. Also joining us by phone this morning is Jim Huckel from Lyft Disability Network. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, Andy. How are you doing today?
Good. Thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
Yeah, you bet. Good to be with you.
Tell us, what is the Lyft Disability Network?
Well, Andy, we're a program that focuses on families that face disability issues. And we run a variety of programs. We are targeting what we call the four great giants of the disability life story: isolation, poverty, fatigue, and hopelessness.
And so who do you partner with in order to support these families?
Well, we work with a variety of community-based programs, as well as and more focused to this morning is our programs with churches. We go in and we educate churches. We work with churches to help them consider a vision toward families with disabilities in their community. And we offer them programs that will help them kind of get started in that process.
And Crystal, how did that all begin at St. Paul? How did you get connected with Lyft Disability Network?
Well, I have actually been connected with Jim Huckel for many, many years. But more recently than that, they started a family camp in the summer called Breakaway Camp. And we were very blessed to be able to attend the first camp and kind of started building on that connection. And last year in April, they started the Boost program over closer to the Orlando area, and we attended the very first event. But it was about an hour and 45-minute drive. And I said, oh, I don't think we're going to be able to do this every month. And he said, well, what if we came to Lakeland? And that really started to turn in my heart. And I thought, you know, we have these huge facilities, and there's really no disability ministry happening at our church. So I spoke with the pastor of our church, and we set up a meeting, and our friends from Lyft came over. And it just was really exactly what we were looking for at our church. And so that's kind of how it began.
Well, very good. And so what is Boost Ministry? What is Boost Activity Night for families? We'll start with Jim.
Okay. We actually were just got to thinking about how impactful camp was for the families that we work with. So we said, what would happen if we created camp in the evening? And so that's basically what we've done. We've taken a 2 to 3 hour window once a month and created an evening that's just filled with fun and food and friends. And it's, you know, for 2.5 hours, it's an amazing connection for families.
Well, very good. And so, Crystal, what happens in a typical evening at Boost Activity Night?
Well, we base the whole evening around a theme each month. Our very first one was a 50s sock hop in September. And this month, this coming Saturday night, our theme is Let's Have a Fiesta. So our food will be catered from Moe's, so that we'll have the fiesta-type food. We'll have tacos and burritos. So everybody comes in, and we have dinner together and visit. And then we'll have a lot of fun music. We'll have a pinata and some other types of games. And we take lots of pictures. And then we close out the evening with a time of inspiration and worship. We have a great worship team, a couple who serves in our contemporary service on Sundays, and we've been very blessed. They come out every single month for Boost and lead us in some great music and just share a little bit before everybody goes home. So they have a chance to build up their bodies physically with food and have some social and emotional needs met, and then also touching on the spiritual needs, because many of these families with disabilities don't always feel that they're able to come on a regular basis to church. And so we're trying to meet that need as well, and working on opening more doors for them to be able to participate in worship.
Very good. And we just talked with Dr. Rick Herman from Wheat Ridge Ministries just a little bit ago about the Joshua mm-hmm. Grant. And as I understand, you were a recipient of the Joshua Grant. How did that, how important was that for the Boost Activity Night?
It's extremely important for us, because right now we're operating just strict. We started this strictly with no funds at all. And of course the cost is a lot of food every month. Any other items that we might need for the theme and all of those types of activities. So this allows us to do that. And also we're working on building a scholarship fund to help the families who come to the Boost Night to be able to actually attend the week-long camp, the breakaway camp in the summer. So we're working on that now. We're doing some other fundraisers as well. Because we would like for our families to not only have, 2 hours once a month, but to also be able to really have some time to have a break and enjoy some family time together and also have some ministry as well.
And Jim, go ahead, Jim.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and Andy, I just wanted to say, from our perspective, we're a small organization in the Orlando area, and to be able to plant a seed is basically all we can do. In order to be able to continue to motivate the programs, we have to find additional dollars to be able to do that. And the Wheat Ridge Grant allows us to be able to focus on planting that seed in other churches so that we can continue to expand the idea of the church connecting with the disability community.
Are there hopes to spread out beyond? I know St. Paul Lakeland is what, about a half an hour from Orlando, is that right?
Actually, it's about a 50-minute drive for us to Lakeland, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we established the program in East Orlando, which is probably almost as far to that location as it is to Lakeland for us. But our hope is to plant another 5 or 6 this year.
Wonderful. And so around the Orlando area, or spreading out further around the state?
Well, we're looking at a variety of places throughout the Central Florida area. But beyond that, we're also very excited. We have a new office established in the St. Louis area, and we want to see these programs begin to take on there as well.
Wonderful. And have you started connecting with congregations in the St. Louis area as well?
Yes, we have a local director there, and he's began to do some work in the St. Louis area. We're very much at an embryo state there. We're mm-hmm. still trying to get our funds raised to underwrite the program, and he's very busy making connections with local congregations, and has began to do a little bit of work in touching one or two of the churches in that area to begin to do outreach programs. But we're just at a very beginning state up there.
Now, would the St. Louis project would that also be a potential candidate for a Joshua Grant as well?
Our program is across denominational, and so we work with many churches. Mm-hmm. But if we could connect with a local Lutheran congregation, it would certainly have that potential. Yes.
Very good. Very good. And Crystal, where do you hope to see the Boost Activity Night you know, maybe a year from now?
Well, I really hope that we continue to reach more families in this area, and also to be able to focus on bringing those families, making sure that all those families are able to participate in worship somewhere, either with us or somewhere else in the community, but really making sure that there's opportunities for those families to participate in worship.
Very good. Very good. And how has the Joshua Grant really, how has it been helpful for that particular congregation? You said it's provided funding for a number of things and really kept it going. How do you think from here on out will you be able to keep the program going? Will it be through support of the others in the congregation, or how do you think, what will it take to keep that program going?
We're really working on building some community support.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of starting a program that we're calling Boost Boosters.
Wonderful.
And looking for sponsors in the community who are willing to help support us as well.
What are some of the ideas, Jim, that you all have used to support programs like this in the future?
Yeah, I think, you know, things like Boost Boosters, which is basically a way to reaching out to the local community and the business community to get them engaged in helping us support programs. And obviously for us, we work on a broad fundraising perspective to create the sustainability. So we look at individuals who might have opportunity to, you know, provide donations. We look at, you know, corporate support and church support to be able to continue it. When I met with the guys in Lakeland at St. Paul, we just really sat down and we said, what do we need? What are the elements that we need to make this function happen? And basically it boils down to three things. We have to have volunteers. We have to have a space that is adequate to meet the needs, because there's a lot of activities that happen and we want to serve food. And so having the right space is important. And then the third piece was the resource piece. How can we fund it? How can we create it? And we were so encouraged because the folks at St. Paul said, we can help provide all three of those elements to make this happen. And so the church congregation has really rallied with just doing a few things like craft shows, helping us, you know, with little bank boxes for the kids to get involved. And so when you get that kind of synergy happening with a group of people, the funding becomes a natural a piece of that outflow that creates the sustainability.
Crystal, how you mentioned earlier that some of the music folks there at St. Paul have been involved. Are there other members of St. Paul who have gotten involved with Boost Activity Nights?
Yes, the majority of all the volunteers that we have are from St. Paul. We have a few other community members who help us. One of my daughter's former teachers comes every month and helps us. But the majority of our volunteers are members of the church, and they are taking their time out every month and coming out and supporting us and helping us basically to be a buddy and be a friend, mm-hmm. and minister to the hearts of these families.
And what's the response that you've gotten from those who come to the Boost Activity Nights, whether members of St. Paul or members of the community?
We have probably actually right now more members of the community that are coming out as far as participants in the event. We do have some families from the church coming, and they've basically, one family in particular, the Irish family, has basically told us this has been a huge thing for their family, that they really couldn't participate in activities together as a family for a long time. And this has been a huge blessing for them to be able to come to a safe place and to be able to have fellowship with adults and know that their whole family is there and people are helping them to look after their children, and they can actually just sit down and breathe and have a few minutes to relax and not feel the stress that they feel, you know, every day. So it's a huge blessing to the families.
That's great to hear, and a great connection with the community.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been talking with Jim Huckel. He's representative with Lyft Disability Network. And Jim, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time.
Andy, thank you for having us on.
Crystal, thanks so much for being our guest this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary with Pastor Sam Belts from St. John Lutheran Church in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Stick around for that right after AP Radio News and the weather forecast on Worldwide KFUO.
Have you ever thought about becoming a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor? There are plenty of reasons to do so. Perhaps a birthday, an anniversary, celebration of a baptism, confirmation, graduation, any event. It's easy. Just call Mary or Joni at 1-800-844-0524. That's 800-844-0524. And become a Worldwide KFUO Day sponsor today.